This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor-elect John Bel Edwards addressed industrial group leaders in the Houma-Thibodaux area Tuesday, advising them the state budget crisis is not going to be easily fixed.
The relatively easy stuff was done years ago. The low-hanging fruit's been picked.
Edwards also warned them some of their business tax breaks could be going away.
We may need to achieve some savings by reducing or eliminating tax expenditures that we then reallocate to higher priority items like higher education. Our kids are paying about 100% more in tuition and fees than they did 8 years ago. That is not a sustainable path forward. It jeopardizes our state as a whole. That's what makes the TOPS program unsustainable, because the cost of tuition, if it goes up, the cost of that program goes up.
In addition to capping TOPS, Edwards says he intends to find funding to make the WISE program work as was intended, letting business interests invest in the education of those who will be their future workers.
It's a great program. It makes a lot of sense, but we are not investing in it properly.
The governor-elect says Louisiana invested next to nothing in WISE this year, while WISE funding for the previous year ended up being unusable.
Of the $40 million the state came up with, less than $20 million was actually recurring state general fund dollars. The rest were capital outlay and community development block grant money, which we found out can't be used for that purpose. And so while we leveraged that money to get some private sector investment, we're sitting there with the private sector money. We can't spend it because we can't match it.
Edwards takes office January 11th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.